Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
At us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
They eat the poo poo.
Tweeting at TNT Radio Empire, like we said, broadcast the podcast available on Stitcher and iTunes. And you can tell Alexa to play Todd and Tyler and TNT Radio Empire.com. Sean Ganant and Greg Warren. Greg Funnybone in Omaha on the,
the 28th New Year's the weekend. 31st.
Right. And Sean is here this weekend with Paul Mercurio. We'll be on the show tomorrow. Greg was kind enough to fly in and pimp his show for the day with us.
Last night, Greg,
across the country, it's gregwarren.com.
The second crazy night of Hanukkah. Were you raised Jewish, Sean?
No. No, in fact, you're only Jewish if it's through your mother's.
I know, I'm the same way.
It's my dad.
My dad's Jewish, too.
Yeah, okay.
And they... I remember when I went to New York, you know, mm-hmm. I was like, I'm half
right.
Jewish,
yeah.
You know,
yeah. Like, play up the tribe
I'll
card.
I'll be like, these guys, and then you know, they're like, yeah, so your mom, or your dad, and you're like, that's my dad. And you're like, stop bothering me.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
You're nobody.
Yeah,
yeah.
Unless your mom's Jewish.
Oh yeah, it has got to be your mom.
Yeah, yeah it has.
They
to.
Have like a derogatory term for
half breeds,
muggle born.
Shiksa is what they call a non-Jewish woman.
Married a Jew.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Shiksa. It's not a nice word.
Movies. Get up by marry a nice Jewish girl. I got that bit. Yeah, and they get mad at
it. It's always nice to learn new Jewish smears.
Yeah. Always. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a few.
Yeah, how often does that come in handy on the golf course for you, Todd?
I apologize to the Jews.
There you go.
I didn't know that one. I thought I knew all the slurs.
Well, you have, but not that one.
Over the years.
Yeah, you just didn't know what it meant.
Not that one.
Yeah, I didn't know that the mother carried the strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, if your mom's not Jewish, you're not Jewish. Now, you can convert to the,
sure.
You know,
like
but
Ivanka Trump.
Like, but
yeah,
it's a weird thing about Jewish. Like Jews because it's, you know, it's a race and a religion.
Yes.
So it's kind of hard to, you know. Yeah.
A little different there.
Which is weird because, like, we still have Jewish blood in us. You know
I know,
yeah,
but they
totally.
Don't count it. Don't,
I know.
We're
that's,
nobody. Yeah, know. In fact, it's almost like we're worse.
Yeah.
You know?
We'll never see the promised land, Greg.
No,
yeah.
We won't.
You are worse, buddy.
No,
we are worse.
No one calls you to say, do you think we should put the capital in Jerusalem?
Nobody does it.
No.
Nobody checks in.
Nobody calls us, period.
Yeah. Is that cool? Yeah.
That's the problem.
My dad's funny, though. Like, he was, you know. He
was he raised Jewish then? Too?
Oh, yeah. Okay. New York, Long Island.
Got, oh,
like,
okay. I didn't know that.
And he is, you know, he doesn't do anything Jewish. Like, he doesn't practice it. However, he still won't eat pork. Like, that's the one thing.
That's the
one.
No bacon.
My roommate in college is Jewish, and we go to the dining hall, and one of the girls working behind the counter we knew was a Jew, and he'd always order ham from her to piss her off. He saw the ham. He'd just do it all the time in front of her. She was hardcore, and he didn't care. You know, it was hilarious.
Yeah, my dogs were raised Jewish.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
By non-Jews, too, by the way.
We lit the second candle last night, because one of them is from Europe.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I apologize to the Jews.
All right. Greg, join the program.
All right. Mm-mm. Today's International Monkey Day.
Didn't know that.
What's your favorite monkey, Todd?
Macaque. And then followed by Capuchin.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bit on the show.
Not someone that Warren, like, fawns over? Like, really, that one?
I love it. I never heard that, man.
Was it partly Todd's delivery? It was like, so quick with it? Macaque.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care, man. You guys do that kind of stuff all morning long. I'll laugh the whole time.
That's what we do.
Ganant sitting over there smoking. Oh, I don't care for that type of humor. I mean, it was perfectly executed.
Oh, I liked it. I liked it, too, but I was just curious. Your reaction to it was
We'll post a picture of you and the orangutan. Right. Oh, yeah.
And then Gannett comes in and just overanalyzes
it. Yeah, man. That guy, he's just, the whole thing is like, he's an improv.
Hey, I'm right here.
He's a trained improv actor. And the whole thing about improv is
just
like,
go with it.
You support your buddy. Right. Yes, and. So far, he's undercut seven of us on this.
He is a dick, right. Isn't he?
He's become like...
That's why I don't book anything.
He's the color analyst. He contributes nothing but analysis.
The whole thing about improv scenes is like, you know, you're supposed to go with it no matter what it is.
Right.
Yes, and.
Right.
You're like, hey, it's good to be here at Burger King. Yeah. And Gannett would be like, we're not a Burger King.
Yeah, McDonald's has better meals.
He ruins it.
I'm a jerk.
And scene. And he walks off.
You jerk.
And then I run out.
You're in LA. Go see Sean. What's your comedy group out there? What do you guys
call yourself? Hustle.
Slow Hustle.
Every Monday's at 11.
11 o'clock at night? Yeah. That's your stage.
I bet you there's people that
people
go.
People come out. Yeah.
In LA. You're right on Hollywood on that theater.
Yeah, right on Hollywood. Like right by Capitol Records. Like Hollywood and Vine, basically.
Which club? What's the name of the club?
I.O. West. Improv Well, it used to be called Improv Olympic.
Every Monday at 11, huh?
Every Monday at 11.
That is L.A. People are laughing because they don't live in L.A. thinking, well, who goes there? Everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Robin Williams used to like drop in all the time there. He used to hang out all the time there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And Affleck was just there.
He
like,
needed material.
Affleck's there, too. Was he in the crowd?
He was like casing the play. He was like, he wants to shoot something there.
Got it. All
film
right.
something there.
Right.
But yeah, it's...
I thought you'd call your improv group...
But she has tough to spell. How do you spell that in the marquee?
It's just a picture of me shrugging my shoulders.
U-H-H-H.
That's a Peter spin. How do you spell, you know? Craig?
Prince Harry says he's resolved to quit smoking for Meghan Markle.
I'm just pissed she's not on that show anymore. She's leaving Suits.
Is that still going?
It's her last year. New season's coming up.
Yeah. Who else is quitting that show?
I don't know, but it's a great show.
Some guy's quitting that show.
Really?
I forget which one, yeah.
I've never watched it.
He should quit smoking because he wants to. That being henpecked into quitting smoking does not work.
Right. You have to want to.
Well, hopefully she's making him want to.
Well, she's pretty hot.
Yeah, she is. I liked her in the show, too.
I loved her on that show, yeah.
Yeah. I know guys who have quit smoking because they were henpecked into it, and the relationship blew up. And guess what? They started smoking again.
Yeah.
Because the only reason they weren't smoking,
you should quit smoking.
Is because they didn't want to get bitched at.
Right. But they tell you to hound people to quit smoking. They do tell you that.
Well, see, I found most people don't respond to that.
Yeah. Quit smoking.
If you want.
I mean, how you can smoke anymore. You can't smoke anywhere. It's just a crazy time. I mean, you just can't smoke anywhere. It ain't like we were, hanging out when bars were just full of smoke. Everybody smoking
airplanes.
Everywhere. Everybody was smoking everywhere. Now you just can't smoke anywhere.
Restaurants, smoking or non. The whole building is smoking.
Right. It's ridiculous. There were booths apart sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Non-smoking, here's a booth right next to it.
Yeah, I want my booth right on the line.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, those were the good old days.
No, they weren't, actually.
Do you miss it? You don't miss it, do you?
God, I know people that smoke and don't want to go into bars that smoke.
Yeah.
I still know people like that. Yeah. There's certain clubs that still have bars. I mean, not in this state. But
for less than 10 seconds at a time.
Yeah.
Like when you get a whiff of it, do you? Not always then.
No.
But from time to time. But it doesn't last very long.
The cravings don't... They don't come from like just smelling cigarettes, right? It's like more like an internal. Like
I never smoked.
No, it's just thinking about them. Right. And sometimes you think about them when you smell them.
Like when I did the cold turkey thing, the nicotine pangs feel the same. It feels like you're hungry.
That's why people eat.
Oh,
yeah. They quit smoking.
You eat and you eat and you eat, and that pang never gets satisfied. It's because your body doesn't want food.
Oh.
It wants nicotine.
Right.
That's what the drug was designed to
be. Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's a very
That's an evil drug.
Addictive drug.
I didn't understand that.
I
didn't know it, but I didn't know it, like, it tapped into the food, like the craving of food.
Yeah.
Like a primal.
Well, they feel the same. The hunger pangs and nicotine pangs.
Well, people quit smoking to put on weight all the time.
Right. Never knew that. I never knew why, though. Like,
that's why. I didn't either.
Gannett's wife made him quit smoking pot, right?
Yeah.
How long ago?
She did. You just happened to quit right when you guys started dating?
I'll admit the timing looks suspicious, but it was totally my call though.
Yeah, Yeah, you weren't getting anything done.
Because he wouldn't
done,
listen to me for 7 years.
You weren't getting anything done, were you?
Nothing.
No, I was. I was not a good functioning pothead back then.
No. All right. Nothing made me happier than
quitting smoking.
Than watching Colleen catch Sean smoking pot at the club.
I know.
Or catch Sean. And Colleen's son, like working on a deal to get pot, or like I she, oh no, not here, no, and those idiots just be like,
yeah, okay, and then when she left the room, we did it anyway.
So you couldn't be a pothead and still be productive?
No.
Well, I actually am.
Oh, okay.
Are you back on it?
Yeah,
Are you really?
Well,
you live in California. Why not?
Well, that's not the reason.
Well, it helps.
It really is a medical thing now for me. It cured my sleep apnea. I was getting ready to like do the whole test,
right.
Get the mask and everything, and I ate an edible. And my wife, like I have really bad sleep apnea,
right.
And I wake her up. So she like during the night would always have to like, you know, okay. Shake me and like roll over, like, mm-hmm. And I'd mess with her sleep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was tired.
One edible, and she was like, "You didn't snore at all. It was the best night of sleep I had." So she endorses.
Perfect,
mm-hmm. But now, it also cures anxiety.
Do you edible every night?
I actually don't like edibles anymore.
Got it.
I just smoke it now.
Okay.
But I have to like it.
She had to get high every night to go to sleep. It works, right?
It does. It,
good
it
for you.
Cured my apnea. All like right. it. Yeah. And anxiety and all that stuff, too. It really does.
I don't care if my boys have to stay up all night. I don't advocate that sort of thing.
Coach, I'll be a better wrestler if I get a well-rested night.
Actually, well, you can't suck
I coach basketball. I don't coach wrestling. So, and I happen to know Coach Roper. He does not advocate those things either. He stands behind his boys.
Who's this? Mercurio?
Yep. I don't know if he's in a plane, on a runway, in a concourse.
He's in Atlanta, I think.
Yeah. Where are you, Paul? Paul Mercurio.
I'm in hell. That's where I am. Yeah. I'm in hell.
You in Atlanta?
I'm in Atlanta.
All right. Well, you got out. You got out of New York, man.
Yeah, well, you know, this is like ridiculous. This has been since last night. First of all, it's like 2 inches of snow. It's like they knew the snow was coming. It's not like God has like a chain and he pulls on it and a whole trap door opens up and snow shows up. And here's the other thing. Like, yeah, give me the play-by-play. Oh, look, they're gonna de-ice the plane. The guy talks to us like we're six. De-icing is like when you're in a car and there's a lot of people in the car. I swear to God.
Okay. I never heard him describe it. Okay.
Yeah, and then he goes, oh, Owen, look to our right. There's a lot of planes ahead of us. Okay, thank you, Captain Obvious. You know what they don't tell you? Connecting flight gate. That would help. Nah, why tell you that?
Hold I got to tell you, man. I think Paul's glasses.
Paul, like half yeah. Paul, when you went to LaGuardia last night, and you texted me. Why was that flight canceled? 11 o'clock at night.
Because Paul Mercurio was on it. Idiot. That's why. And guess what? I got a bloody nose. You know how I got a bloody nose?
How?
I'm on the plane. I start picking my nose. We hit some turbulence. I cut my nose inside with my fingernail. I swear to God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man. That's
I'm peeing the car of all of you tomorrow when I get there.
Wow.
It's ridiculous.
That's too
well,
bad.
Why? No, yeah, it's too bad. That sounded really sincere. Yeah.
Well, what time you leave in Atlanta? At least there's no snow there, right? I mean, there was last week.
Well,
none today.
Probably it's just a cloud over me. Oh, and then last night, I get into it with a cab driver on the way home. Okay, so now I go through all that. I'm there till like 11 o'clock. I got to head back home, see my wife again. That's always great. And so we're leaving. I swear to God, this happened. We're leaving the thing, the airport, and the guy like. And so we get into the city, and then the guy stops. The cab driver just stops at like an intersection, and rolls the window down, and takes a handful of orange rinds, and tries to throw them into a garbage can on the street corner, like 30 feet away from the window. And he misses because he's not black. He's never going to make that shot. He's Indian. He doesn't have a shot at that. I mean, you know, he could take a service call or something like that. But, you know, you're out of your element, pal, you know? So, and then he rolls the window up And he really did something weaselly, because the minute he did it, he looked at me through the like the rearview mirror, and he was like, "Hey, just like little, like it was a joke, right?"
He littered. He littered, said, man.
Exactly. So right. I said, because you know me, like I got to say something.
Right.
I'm going to change people's behavior. I go, "Wait." He goes, "What?" He goes, I go, "You got to pick up your garbage." He goes, "Hey." And he laughs again through them. I go, "No, I'm not screwing around. You got to pick up your garbage." He go, I go, "You can't." He goes, it's just a little food. I go, "Well, it's just a little food. I live here." "Well, if you're going to do that, why don't you just make waffles every Wednesday and ride down the street to a waffle up there? Waffle Wednesday. Like, when does it stop? When does it end?" He goes, I go, "Stop. Get off."
Well, that's a bad example, yeah, though, because waffles are biodegradable.
Well, so are orange peels,
so are
right?
Orange peels, but it's still garbage, Joe.
Biodegradable is the excuse that everybody uses.
Yeah, good. It has nothing on there about my...
Oh, wait, it was just orange peels?
It. Yeah, it was orange peels.
Oh, what are you bitching about?
It's dirty.
Exactly.
No, they'll rot.
Because Mercurio is Larry David. He's the same guy.
Obviously. Yeah,
he's the same guy. Paul's the same guy, man. You there? I think we lost you there. Oh, yeah.
His phone he's not going to be happy about that.
He's going to be happy about that.
He's going to be upset about that.
His phone went dead.
That biodegradable thing is
we've all been saying that for
overused.
Years. We always say that. It's biodegradable. It's an apple core. It's biodegradable. Yeah, I understand it is. But
you can't throw chicken out the window. It's biodegradable. You threw a bucket of chicken.
We've all been using that line for
all
years.
All of a sudden, well,
everything's biodegradable.
Everybody's like, everybody that wants to throw garbage out the window becomes an ecologist.
I know. We've all been saying that for years.
Oh, I don't litter, but I'll throw a banana peel into the ditch.
An
apple. I'll throw an apple.
I don't throw
a
banana peel.
You ever heard the banana peel story Gross tells?
Hang on.
Hang
on. He's.
Is he back?
Now he's going to be pissed.
We lost you.
I'm going to guess Paul's a little upset.
We lost you.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
No, don't put the board anywhere near where we could see it. That would be too. You know. That would be too convenient. I got. I'm in Concourse P. Is in Tom. I got to go to Concourse B. Seriously, who did I screw in another lifetime?
And by the way, Atlanta, that's a good hike, man. You're right.
Yeah. Thanks for the moral support. You're terrible. You would be a horrible doctor, really. Boy, that's a big
what time okay, it's 10:15 it's 10:16 back east. What time are you flying out of Atlanta?
I'm supposed to be on a plane at 10:50 and I have to take a wicked piss too. This is nuts.
You are just full of first-world problems.
So let me tell you about the guy, right?
Go ahead.
So I go, "Get out of the cab and pick up your garbage." And he wouldn't get out. I go, "We're not moving." So he gets out of the cab and I make him pick up every orange rind, and it was freezing, too.
Right.
And he was so pissed. And as he walks back into the car, he's giving me the dirtiest look. So we get to my apartment, right? And the cab fare is like $34 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't give him a tip. And he goes, "What, no tip?" It's in my face. Like, I go, "No." He goes, "Why?" I go, "Because you're just going to buy oranges with it. That's why."
What time did you have to be back at the airport this morning?
I had to be at the airport at 6. I had to get up at 5. I couldn't fall asleep till 1.
Is that why you tweeted out a picture of you laying with a blanket and your dog?
Yeah, I was, you saw that.
I did.
I was back home, and I was so agitated that I was back home. Oh, I tweeted that Delta sucks, and they tweeted back, "Could you please direct message us? We'd like to correct your problem." And I'm like, "All right," tweeted him back a direct message. Like, "You want to correct your problem? Go out of business. How about that? That would be a good way to correct the problem."
I know if you hashtag airlines, they'll get back to you, right?
Yeah, I want to see if I can get something free out of this. I better get something free.
Yeah.
If they give me like a $50 like bag with like toiletries in it, I swear to God, I'm just putting a bomb on and I'm going to the airport. I don't care.
Great.
Let me give you a couple of oranges.
Yeah. You are pissed.
Yeah. And that's really good.
Good luck with the next flight, all right?
That's all right.
Hey, Warren, can you stay around and headline the week?
Go see Paul Mercurio. He's really funny.
Yeah, that's
really
funny. Greg Warren's sitting in here with us here.
Oh, is that Greg? Hey, buddy, how are you?
Yeah. Good to see you, man.
Greg's going
to
be the bone. He flew in to say hi.
I heard you're doing New Year's Eve. That's going to be an awesome show.
Yeah, man. I'm glad. It doesn't seem like your attitude has changed much since I left New York.
No, but
neither is yours with your passive aggressiveness. All right, I got to go. I'm getting on the show.
All right, have a good flight. We'll see you later.
Talk to you later,
right.
Greg.
Paul Mercurio starts tonight at the Funny Bone, funnybonemall.com. Sean Ganan and Sean O'Brien, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I hope he gets a nap.
Yeah, I'd hate to have to deal with that guy all weekend.
Oh, boy.
That'd suck.
Yeah. No, he is. I mean, he's like, he didn't hear that part, but he reminds me, although completely different, of a Larry David kind of character.
Yeah.
Where just stuff bugs him and he has to bring it up in person.
He's going to be yelling.
Let it go.
Like a manic New Yorker. A typical.
That's Larry David is. Yeah. You just have to bring it up.
Yeah.
You got to bring it up. And I love that about him.
There's going to be some guy in the front row that doesn't finish his meal and Mercurio is going to be bitching at him. You're wasting food.
Yeah.
He's an interactive comic.
That's what he
does. There will be some crowd work.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
Greg Warren is a comic, too. Not interactive.
No, not at all. No personality. Funny guy. Great. One of the best comedians ever. No personality.
Listen to that. He still owes you
offers nothing in any kind of dialogue or conversation. Will offer nothing to help you or be insightful. But he's really funny. Go see him. Sure. But he's the horrible friend. Horrible. Offers nothing.
Says the mooch who is subletting his apartment.
Do you ever go and say, you ever bring a feature along? It's got to be Gannett. Feature for you?
What's that?
You ever demand a club has Sean as your feature?
No. He demands that I don't work.
That's a good way to not get booked.
That's why they're not working together this week.
See, you know, man, I was gonna try to take the high road, but you'd let me. Despite what Sean just said, he's a great guy, and you know, he's a funny comedian. Go out and see him this week.
All right.
Go see him.
And your headliner is Mercurio. He's very funny.
Mercurio's, it's a very different show. Like it's really funny, and he is that guy on stage.
Yes, you told you that guy. Yeah,
and it is very interactive.
Greg Warren's the funny bone, of course. On
O'Brien may wake up for the shows.
Go on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.